The Pilgrimage by Paulo Coelho. The first symptom of the process of our killing our dreams is the lack of time, Petrus continued. The busiest people I have ever known in my life always have enough time to do everything. Those who do nothing are always tired and pay no attention to the little amount of work they are required to do. They complain constantly that the day is too short. The truth is, they are afraid to fight the good fight. The second symptom of the death of our dreams lies in our certainties. Because we don't want to see life as a grand adventure, we begin to think of ourselves as wise and fair and correct in asking so little of life. We look beyond the walls of our day-to-day existence, and we hear the sound of lances breaking, we smell the dust and the sweat, and we see the great defeats and the fire in the eyes of the warriors. But we never see the delight, the immense delight in the hearts of those who are engaged in battle. For them, neither victory nor defeat is important. What is important is only that they are fighting the good fight. And finally, the third symptom of the passing of our dreams is peace. Life becomes a Sunday afternoon. We ask for nothing grand, and we cease to demand anything more than we are willing to give. In that state, we think of ourselves as being mature. We put aside the fantasies of our youth, and we seek personal and professional achievement. We are surprised when people our age say that they still want this or that out of life. But really, deep in our hearts, we know that what has happened is that we have renounced the battle for our dreams. We have refused the good fight. The tower of the church kept changing. Now it appeared to be an angel with its wings spread. The more I blinked, the longer the figure remained. I wanted to speak to Petrus, but I sensed that he hadn't finished. When we renounce our dreams and find peace, he said after a while, we go through a short period of tranquility. But the dead dreams begin to rot within us and to infect our entire being. We become cruel to those around us, and then we begin to direct this cruelty against ourselves. That's when illnesses and psychosis arise. What we sought to avoid in combat, disappointment and defeat, come upon us because of our cowardice. Petrus began to walk again, and I followed along.